Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah,
brothers and sisters.
Alaikum assalam, sir. How's the brother?
Good, good. Praise be to Allah. I'll put myself on mute, and may Allah bless you with a great kutbah today.
Shukran. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. May Allah bless you all. Appreciate you joining us and your great support. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, we appreciate you joining us today through our Jummah. We're always happy to receive your calls and get you involved with us in the Jummah. We are presently trying to make sure that all of our members come through and are able to enjoy the Jummah with us. We are receiving calls now on another line, and I'm trying to get them hooked up, and let's see if we can actually do that. Give us 1 second. And I think we do have a caller connected with us. Yes, we do. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we really appreciate you being a part of our Jummah talk. We are always working hard to involve all of the members of the community with us, and we're asking the community to make sure that their phone is on mute if possible. We have callers calling in from all over the country, and we appreciate the hard work of the staff at Blog Talk Radio, headed by Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. And he's one of our great businessmen and leaders in the community, and we thank Allah for giving us that kind of support, and anyone who supports Allah's cause. Allah says in the Holy Quran, he becomes a partner in it. And so we appreciate the support of the staff of Brother Amin. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go ahead and call the van and start our Jummah and get our Jummah going. So stay on the line. Do not hang up. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya salat, hayya salat. Hayyalan fallah, hayyalan fallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you, or as we say in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. And we once again want to welcome you to our Jummah prayer service in Los Angeles, California. I am your speaker for today, Imam Muhammad Khatib, and we appreciate and are grateful to Allah for him blessing us with another Jummah day, Friday Jummah prayer. And the Muslims all over the world, 2 billion Muslims, are making the prayer, the Jummah prayer. Jummah is a word in Arabic which means congregation or large gathering, unified gathering, and we come together to praise Allah and thank him for the blessings that he gives us and ask him for forgiveness. We always open up our Jummah prayer with the khutbah called Khutbah al-Hajj. This is the authentic khutbah of authentic opening of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the opening of the Jummah prayer by him, and it says, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And translated into the English, it says, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own soul, from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads to stray or leaves asked, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the one and only. He has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, welcome to our Jummah. We praise Allah only, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He has no partners in his rule or in his authority. He is the unseen. He is not physical. He is the unseen. He has no physical. I told that Allah cannot be imagined. We cannot imagine Allah. Stop trying to imagine Allah. The world has us on a trail or track. It has us on a path that tries to get our minds to rate Allah, to imagine Allah, to score Allah, to analyze Allah. Brothers and sisters, it's impossible. It cannot be done. It's actually a sin to try to calculate Allah, to measure Allah. He is as he says he is in the Holy Quran, the revelation that he revealed to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that eventually got written down. The words got written down into the form of a book, and that's what we have in our hands now. Allah is as he describes himself in that book, or in that revelation, in that knowledge, in that truth, in that reality. So all of the faithful believers, the one who believe in what the Quran says, that was sent through Muhammad, the prophet, the final prophet, peace be upon him, then we'll tell you what Allah says about himself. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, I am as my faithful believers describe me. And we describe Allah by what he has said about himself in the revelation called the Holy Quran. Allah has told us through the Quran or in the Quran many, many, many of his names. He has actually more, but we know 99 of them. We know that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Al-Khaliq. We have the Arabic names, but we can translate them into English. We can tell you what they mean. Allah describes himself as the originator of everything that exists. Allah describes himself as the Almighty, the All-Knowing. He has all knowledge. There's no knowledge that exists except that Allah knows the truth of it, and he reveals the truth of it and how to see it properly. Quran, where Allah says, لا يأتونك بمثل إلا جئناك بالحق وأحسن تفسيرا, that there's no question or matter that can be asked except that Allah reveals the truth of it and the best explanation of it, the best explanation of that truth, so that we'll all understand it. And the Quran is so clear. What Allah has revealed in the Holy Quran is so clear. It's perfect. It's divine knowledge. It's the real reality, the real truth of anything that exists. Brothers and sisters, we got it made. The Holy Quran has all the answers in it. All of what Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said to us in his best
example and best manner of worshiping Allah than anyone else in the whole creation. Better than Moses, better than Jesus, better than Adam, better than Noah, better than David, better than Solomon, better than all the people that you whose names are popular with you. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to us about what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, says about us, and any time we say his name and wish prayers upon him and wish blessings upon him, he says Allah sends blessings back on you. That's an extra treat, isn't it? Oh, yes. When you say, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon Prophet Muhammad for having brought us the best, the highest, the real reality in the form of knowledge, and he lived it, he's the model of it, the best model of it, he's called Khairul Mursaleen. Means he's the best of, even better than all the other messengers. He's the best of the prophets, better than all of the other messengers. His mission, his ability to model it or to carry it out, to live it right in front of you. He's called the Holy Quran or the revelation in the flesh, the Quran walking in the flesh, the Quran alive right in front of you in the form of a human being. That's who Muhammad is, and he's the best one at it. He's the best one. We should be so thankful, brothers and sisters. So when Muhammad says anything about Allah, when Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means prayers and peace be upon him, whenever he says anything about Allah, we accept that and we live that. We try to follow that example. He's the best example that ever lived. We try to follow that, and we get a blessing for being those who follow him. Allah says in the Holy Quran, whoever recommends a good cause becomes a partner therein. And he who recommends an evil cause shares in its burden, because evil will fail. Evil is guaranteed to fail. Cannot be defeated, frustrated, put down, challenged in any way by us with success. We cannot escape either. I believe the word is mujizin. Can't escape. You're not an escaper from Allah. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up and let us humble ourselves and let us seek forgiveness from Allah. Let us seek his help. Let us remember that he has all power, that he sees everything that we do, that he knows everything. Don't believe in this society where they got the cartoon characters and the false images that say he can see and know everything. He knows where you are. He knows what you're thinking. No. The reality is, the real reality, Allah, he's the one who knows where you are, what you're thinking. He's the one who can see everything that you do before you do it. He's the one who can look intimately into everything, Al-Khabir. He is the one who is present at every time and place. He is never absent at any time or place ever since the beginning of creation when he made us. Because time and space and place and all that is important for us. That's not important for Allah, because he's not controlled by those things. He's not ruled by those things. We're the ones ruled by time and space and place and sight and hearing and all that, five senses. We should be so grateful to Allah for helping us. He's the helper. He's the guide. It don't just mean he helps you some, but there's somebody else who helps you more. No. Allah is the source of everything. He is the most merciful. He said that's his greatest attribute, is to show you mercy, is to be merciful to you. He has made that a law or a rule on himself. If you are sincere and you ask Allah for forgiveness for anything you do, Allah will forgive you, because he says that his forgiveness is greater than any sin you could commit. He said if your sins were as great as the earth, as big as the earth, he has forgiveness greater or bigger than that. Let us be thankful to Allah. Let us thank Allah over and over again. Let us make zikr. Zikr means to remember Allah, to say words of remembrance of Allah. That's what zikr means. But the best zikr, the greatest zikr, is Allah's own words in the Holy Quran. One of the names of the revelation is the zikr, the words of remembrance of Allah, the ones he loves, the ones he made for you to use to remember him with, to respect him with, to recognize him with. I don't mean you could see Allah, you cannot, but to give that honor and respect to Allah, proper regard to Allah, proper worship. When we worship Allah sincerely, as he has told us to do and commanded us to do, then we become his friends. And Allah says, "Ala inna awliyallahi la khawfun 'alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." Behold, on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor will they have cause to grieve, ever. So if you're grieving, you better stop that. You better work on that and realize that Allah is not with no bunch of grieving about what the world is doing to you. Allah wants you to fight back. He wants you to struggle. He wants you to struggle with all your might, because Allah says the world can be overcome. Evil can be overcome by his permission, bi-ithnillah, by his permission only. Satan can be overcome. Allah has verses all throughout the Quran that tells you to fight Satan. Fight ye against the friends of Satan. Evil indeed is the cunning of Satan. He's scheming all the time. And Allah says, whenever you recognize or feel like a suggestion from the evil one is coming at you, seek refuge with Allah. Seek safety with Allah. Seek relief with Allah. Help with Allah. Allah is the one who gives you the guidance, brothers and sisters. This is perfect guidance for us. Al-Islam is called the religion that is the most comprehensive religion on earth. It's the most perfect religion. It is patterned on the way Allah made the whole creation. It's called Deen al-Fitra, patterned on the way Allah originated creation. So it is perfect. It's right in line with all righteous nature. And that's what nature is. The stuff that the society tells you is nature, that's not nature. They lie and lie and lie. They psychologists, they're educators in so-called schools and schools of higher learning. They're philosophers. They're politicians. They're lying judges. They're lying about the nature of who we are, lying about the nature of how the natural creation is or what is natural. They'll tell you that homosexuality is natural. They'll tell you that gambling is natural. Killing people is natural. They'll tell you that worshiping physical objects is natural. They're lying. They're lying. Follow them. We don't listen to them. We obey what Allah says nature is in the Holy Quran, what he wants you to do with yourself in the Holy Quran, how he wants you to bow down sincerely in worship to him so you can get all of the righteous things kept in their right place in your life. Then you've got the best nature. Then you are doing what's natural and what's real, what is correct. These people talk about political correctness. No, they don't know what's correct. They certainly don't know what is politically correct. If you want to say what is politics, and a lot don't play politics. We have a government, yes. But our government is sent by divine, created by divine. And it is being in order. All it means is being in order, keeping yourself in order, and doing things like Allah says he wants you to do. And all of that is in the Holy Quran. Your example of how to do it is in Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best model, human model, the best of all of the human beings, so much better than all of the human beings, so much better than all of the messengers of human beings, all of the leaders of human beings. Better than Moses, better than Jesus, better than Abraham, better than Noah. Yes, better than all of them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the best example. If you take the chance, if you take the risk, if you will just challenge yourself You're not gambling. You're not guessing. You're not taking a chance like the gamblers take chance, which it started nothing, end up with nothing. Nothing real. Even if you win money, it ain't real. That's just some something they use to try to satisfy themselves in the life of this world. But if you obey Allah, if you do what Allah says, more and more and more, you'll feel better. More and more and more, you will look better. You will see things work so well. All the natural connections will begin to be connected for you. You'll be in the right place at the right time doing what you're supposed to do. Allah will guide you. He is the guide. Al-Hadi. He is the guide. He will point you in the right direction, the direction he made for you. This religion was made for your guidance, made for your perfection. Wa'adallahu alladhina amanu minkum wa amilu salihati la yastaklifannahum fil ard kama staklafa alladhina min qablihim. Allah says he will put you on the right guidance. This is his promise. And he will establish you in life or in the earth the way he established those before you. He will set you up in life, establish you in life, perfect your life for you the way he perfected the life of believers before you who lived long ago. You will have that great success too. And don't worry about it. You will get it. Allah pays his dues. He is rich, all rich. He makes you rich, Al-Ghani. And he is Al-Mughni. He is Al-Ghani, the rich, and he'll, Al-Mughni, he'll make you rich. Yes, he pays his dues, and Allah is rich. He has no want. He doesn't need anything. Can you give to the creator of the heavens and the earth? You can't even make a rock. You can't even make a grain of sand. You cannot grow or force to grow a grain of grass, a blade of grass. You cannot give the proper mixture of gases to make up the air that we breathe in the life of this world. Scientists work all day and say, we've got it. What have you got? You've finally arrived at trying to have something close to what Allah has made, and you say you've got it, but you are what? You're trying to copy off of or making a copy off of what Allah has made, and it doesn't give life. It cannot sustain, don't you know? You see, you water your grass. You say, I hope it grows. And it can rain one time and turn the grass greener than all that watering you've been doing for weeks, in hours, overnight. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up and realize how weak and puny a human being is. And even the devil, he's the one that wants to be the greatest. He wants to be, he says he's greater than human being. I am better than he. He says he's greater than human being. That's what the devil says. But Allah will give you power over the devil, and Allah has power over everything. Let us be more responsible in our thinking. Yes, you are ordered to think by Allah. You are ordered to think correctly. That's part of what zikr is about, is to train your mind. We say the same good things, the same blessed words, the same beautiful language over and over and over again, and it perfects and purifies, corrects, and heals our thinking. It heals our minds so that pretty soon you have just it's better than a genius level mind. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to be among the greatest thinkers on the planet, the greatest doers on the planet, by the will of Allah, bi-ithnillah. You're going to be the greatest among the greatest doers on the planet. You're going to be way up there with the messengers of Allah. You are their followers. We're their followers. All we have to do is do what they did. They were the greatest thinkers. And their prophecy, what Allah gave them, in divine knowledge is better than philosophy. Just getting a bunch of facts and trying to arrange them and trying to be knowledgeable and wise. Divine knowledge is higher than philosophy. Sitting around thinking and coming up with answers, some of which work and some of them don't. theories and stuff. Allah not theorizing with you. Allah created you, and he created you right. It's the world that tells you were born in sin. Allah don't tell you no lies like that. You are born in sin, but if you drink the blood and eat the flesh of a man named Jesus, you'll be corrected. That's not true. Who are the white people or Western world Chinese? I don't care who they are. Who are they to tell us what Allah has made? Who are they to tell us some of their philosophy? And we believe in that, and we live and die for that more than we'll live and die for the absolute truth that Allah gives us in his just plain, many of who are from the country, prophets, many of whom couldn't even read. But they received the divine truth from Almighty God, obeyed it themselves, and they spread it throughout the land, teaching, teaching, teaching. One of the prophets, Jesus, peace be upon him, he said, if you know the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. Look at the Western world. They've been suffering and suffering and suffering. Then somebody comes along and 2,000 years ago say, if you learn the truth will set you free. Well, that means they were in falsehood before that, a lot of it. And it also means that Jesus had to remind you of the value of truth, the value of knowing what's right. Incidentally, with the Holy Quran, you'll never have to have another prophet to come along to try to encourage you to be truthful or to bring you revelation that will set you straight. Because the Holy Quran is the final message. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him himself, is called the final messenger, because the truth he brought and the truth that he taught, the truth that he was a model of, is the greatest, the 100% pure, the truth, a truth that cannot be destroyed, an eternal truth, so there's no more need for anybody else to come along and tell you I am a prophet. There are no prophets. Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the final prophet. There is no prophet. There are no prophets to come after him. He is the final prophet, the final messenger with the final message for you in the form of a divine revelation, in the form of a book. We have it in our hands. All we have to do is follow it. What did I say a moment ago? La yatunika bi mathalin illa jiknaka bilhaqi wa ahsana ta'thira. That there is no questions, no matter that can be put forth that has not been answered with truth and the best explanation of how to see that truth, how to know that truth, how to follow that truth. It's all in the Holy Quran. This is it. If you get this truth, you won't have to change no more. Look how we got to change, and look at all the doubt that's in the Western world's idea of religion. The white people come and tell you that God is like them. See, here's our messenger, who is a brown man that the white people say are his, and they try to speak through him by showing you their face, their image, their color on that brown man. Yeah, Jesus was a brown man. He wasn't a black, a white man. And many say he was a black man. But we don't care what color he was a clear man. And the clarity comes from Almighty God in the form of truth. And that's what he said. Jesus didn't say my color white or my color brown or my color black sets me free, makes me free. He said it's the truth that makes you free. And truth is what? What color is truth? It's clear. What color is truth? It's bright. What color is truth? It is something that is so illuminating, it lets you see right. All the time. Truth is right seeing itself. In itself, it is seeing rightly. You should be so happy to come to a Friday meeting, talk about these things that the world never heard of. And if they have heard of it, they only heard of pieces of it. If they heard the pieces of it, they can't sort it out. They can't put it together in a way that makes long-lasting sense for them. Don't you see that? More drinking, more smoking, more clowning, more shooting, more murdering, more infanticide, more homosexuality, more adultery, more fornication, more all kinds of evils that you've ever seen in your life exist today among a people who say they got so much truth and great religion. Brothers and sisters, we're the Muslims. We're not playing. We don't want to just go to heaven. You know, Jesus is known to have prayed, God, send us heaven on earth. Give us peace on earth as it is in heaven. Give us success on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day on earth as it is in heaven. Give us the life in heaven while we're still here on earth. Well, Muslims, we have that. We have it. We're told to do everything that's in the Holy Quran and everything that's in the life of Muhammad, the final prophet, peace be upon him, so that we will have and we will be living heaven every day on earth. Even when we're having a so-called bad day, it'll be a good day for us because we'll know we're not in hell. But this society here, you hear them all day long talking about how stressed out they are, how much hell is around them. I got to move. I got to make more money. I got to get another wife. I got to get another husband. I got my kids are acting up. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that because I'm not happy. I think I'm in hell. That's how they think. That's how they talk. Under the rule of the people who say they're the greatest people on the earth, the children of Israel and the white people. I'm not talking about their color or their race. Not at all. There's some hardworking people, and they have created some things by the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah. They've created some things that are wonders. Allah let them do that, created things that are wonders that we can enjoy. Allah calls them the conveniences of the life of the world. But that don't make them gods. You fly a jet plane, that don't make you gods. You run a submarine, that don't make you God. You design airplanes, you design tanks, you design bombs, you design all kind of stuff. But there you are, killing your babies. Your thinking, your so-called politics got you killing your babies, trying to decide if you're going to kill the baby or not, voting and getting mad and going crazy, almost civil war, because you don't have the freedom to kill your baby or can't decide on whether to keep it or live it. You know, the Arabs had a problem like that way back, 1,400 years ago. There's a verse in the Holy Quran that describes that when the man found out that his child was not going to be male, you know, they were really into the macho thing. When he found out the child wasn't going to be male, he had a hard decision. And his decision was, should he keep it or bury it alive in the dust? Cold, that's a cold abortion right there. That's a cold abortion. Chill it. Bury it alive in the dust. Or keep it. And if he keep it, to be suffering all kind of embarrassment and shame. That's how they felt in those days. If he kept the girl child, she was going to do nothing but cause him embarrassment and shame. Hold his head down. Can't walk around in town with his head up because he had a proud son. No. In his mind, he had a shameful daughter. His daughter brought him shame. So if I keep it, it's just, I don't even know why all the reasons were that they kept it. Maybe they had a spark of goodness in them. It was allowable for them in their customs, in their society in those days, in the Arab society, to bury it in the dust because he's mad because he didn't have the male son. If he had the male son, he would have been all proud walking around with his head up at his chest to get out. Brothers and sisters, these people today, what do they call it? A woman's right to choose. Now, she lay there and get pregnant, having her so-called fun. Then when she get pregnant, she said, I tell you what I want to do. That's why the Arabs, you know, they still got a custom of men not telling women women not telling men what to do. They still got that custom, being the guardian and him being in charge of everything. Woman couldn't take you to court and take your all your assets from you because she mad. She probably going with another man anyway behind your back. Lie on you and get you locked up in prison. Get you shot by the police. Lie on you, make you lose all your friends and family because the politics, the so-called political correctness and the lies of the children of Israel who run the courts, who run the court system, the legal system in this society and many others. Yeah, America's not the only place that suffers from the licks and the bludgeoning of the children of Israel. They control England the same way France, Germany, Spain, Portugal. Oh, you just go on and on and on. Netherlands, any of them that have political false religion, political so-called correctness of false religion called white supremacy, white power, Trinitarian doctrine, Catholicism. Yeah, the Trinitarian doctrine, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, white power, white son, white. If you don't see the white father, he must be white since the son is white. They're not talking about truth and reality. They're talking about their schemes that they make up to run the world with and to scare you with. They scare not hundreds, not thousands, but hundreds of thousands. They scare hundreds of millions. They scare thousands of millions called billions. Catholics say they have 2 billion people. Muslims say that too. And there's other billions. There's over 8 billion on the earth. A billion is 1,000 million. 1,000 million is a billion. The lies they spread have captured the minds of people. And it's so easy. All they do is make a few songs, make a few movies. In the old days, draw up some cartoons and some paintings. Draw a picture of a white man with big old bird wings on his back, big fluffy bird wings on his back, and he's flying up into the white heaven to the white god, false god, that's sitting on the throne waiting to judge everybody with a bolt of lightning in their hand. You know, that's the old European mythology, a lot of which is mixed into the present-day idea of Christianity. You better believe it. It's called Roman mythology, Greek mythology. They used to have names like Zeus and Jupiter and Apollo and all of that, Hercules and all of that stuff, Mercury. There's lots of places and things still named after these things. Mercury rocket, Jupiter, different things and products and states and countries. Jupiter, name of your company. They still have the stuff. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. Jesus said the truth will make you free. Jesus is a citizen. He was a citizen of Rome, you know. He was born in a Roman province. He was under Roman law. If it hadn't been for the will of Almighty God Allah, Jesus would not have had his own voice. He would not have had guidance and strength enough to challenge the idea of a religion in Rome. But when Jesus was growing up in Rome, don't you know, the idea of Zeus or Jupiter or Hercules or Apollo and all, that stuff was alive and well. And if you had spoken against the false god, they would attack you. The reason that Jesus and other Jews were so insulated is because they believed in Almighty God to an extent. And the Jewish community said, if you follow, Moses, then you're correct. But they claimed that they didn't want to follow Jesus. Or I should say they didn't want to follow Jesus. They claimed that they were following Moses. But Jesus told them, and they accused Jesus of changing the law of Moses. Jesus told them, if you love Moses, you would love me. He said, I didn't come to change the law. I came to fulfill the law. Many Christians know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. But the Christians are still under the power of the Roman mythology, of the Catholic doctrine, of the children of Israel false doctrine, which lied on Jesus and said he's not a messenger of God. We don't follow you. We don't believe in you. They said, let's persecute him. They said, let's erase his truth from the Western societies. And that's what they've done. They give you an image of Jesus, a face, a white face, mind you. They give you a face, but they don't give you his truth or his reality, because his truth and reality was straightening them up. You heard of Jesus whipping them. He was very angry with them. You even hear the word tongue lashing. So if he didn't beat them physically, he definitely spoke against them. He was hostile to them. Jesus called them liars. He called them hypocrites. He called them serpents. He called them the children of Satan. That's what he called the children of Israel, who claimed that they're children of Israel. Israel was a righteous man. They changed his name from Jacob to Israel. He was a righteous man, a grandson of the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. I think I'm correct. If they loved Abraham, if they loved Moses, they would have loved Jesus, because Jesus, it says in the Holy Quran, how they are a succession of righteous people, Salihin, a succession of righteous people. Brothers and sisters, to what I'm talking about, but it's all true. I'm sorry you're scared. I'm sorry you're chasing the money like a madman. I'm sorry that you're caught up in that. But no Muslim is allowed to be caught up in the lies, the schemes, the doctrines of the Western society or any other society. You know, because the Chinese got their stuff. They worship dragons. They worship. They got months, weeks, and stuff like that named after animals. Year of the monkey, year of the dog, year of the pig, year of the rabbit, year of the rooster, whatever. Year of the chicken, whatever. I'm not allowed to follow any of that nonsense. We don't worship creation. We don't worship people. We don't worship anything besides Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he wants you to live truth. He wants you to live reality. He wants you to live good. Allah made our father Adam, and he made him based on reality, truth and reality, and gave him right guidance. Allah gave Adam Allah's own words to live by. Adam wasn't worshiping no trees and no rocks and no stones. He wasn't worshiping the sun and the moon. He wasn't worshiping animals. Adam worshiped Allah. That's our father. You should follow the ways of your father, Adam, mankind, the first human being and the first prophet. That's who you should follow. That's who we follow as Muslims. So that's why it's so easy for us to live a good life, even with all this nonsense going on around us, with people making all these mistakes, with all these people that are asking you, do you want drugs? Do you want liquor? Do you want guns? Do you want women? Do you want little boys? We don't do that. Brothers and sisters, if you want to be saved, then live the life of a Muslim. Pray to Allah. We pray to Allah five times a day. We worship Allah only. And just like Muhammad did, we pray to Allah five times a day. We give in charity 2.5% of our annual income. We fast during a certain time of the year and at other times. We fast during the month of Ramadan 30 days. We are thankful to Allah for giving us the Holy Quran. We're thankful to Allah that he's given us a month, 30 days to learn to control ourselves, to spend it as a ritual or a time for getting control over ourselves, over our appetites. We thank Allah for going on, being able to go and visit his house on earth called the Kaaba in the holy land of Mecca. That's the house of Allah on earth. Of course, Allah is in heaven, but he gives us a place to turn to when we're praying. So all of the Muslims all over the earth, no matter where we come from, no matter what land we're in, no matter what position we're in on the earth, when it's time for our five daily prayers, we all turn to the direction of the holy house called the Kaaba in Mecca. Over 2 billion people do this each and every day. We pray more than other people. We pray in unity more than other people. We pray sincerely more than other people. Call on the Creator more than other people. We bow down and worship and put our heads on the earth more than other people. That's the way Jesus prayed, you know. That's the way Jesus prayed, you know. Well, look in the Bible then and you'll see it. He's praying in the garden. We call on Allah loud and silently more than any other people. You might say, oh, I like to call him God. Well, you could call him God. We call him God too. But we are aware of the fact that God spelled backwards is dog. And we are aware of the fact that the white people or the people in the Western society, I don't like to call them by their color, but this is their history. We are aware of the fact that they say dog is their best friend. Not for Muslims. Not for us. We pray to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. He has all power, all knowledge. Allah is the one who loves us most. And the devil will try to get you. Even during Juma, he'll try to get you, but he won't be successful. There's a barrier. Allah says he's made a barrier against the devil. You be trying to pray, the devil calls you, maybe on the phone, whispers, try to suggest to you you shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. Don't listen to those Muslims. Why are you going to listen to the devil but don't want to listen to good people who don't rob, who don't steal, who are not bothering you? Only the devil is the one who is not at peace with himself or anybody else. Constantly creating mischief, nonsense, insanity, poverty, scarcity. Yeah, Allah tells us what to do all the time. Our month in Ramadan, one of the things we learn to control is controlling our appetite. And even though we may forsake our own appetite during that time, we're trying to give to the poor, to invite them to what's real in religion, what's real in life, and saying, even though I'm not eating during this month of Ramadan or during this day during the month of Ramadan, here, I'm going to give you some of my possessions. I'm going to give you some of the food from the money that I earn. And that you'll see that the Muslim cares about you, and if you stick around me 30 days, I'm hoping that you'll see that the Muslim cares about you for a whole month. When the other people don't say nothing wise or decent or honorable or clean or encouraging, maybe the whole year. Brothers and sisters, we are the cleanest people. The Muslims wash. We keep ourselves clean. Before we make prayer 5 times a day, we wash ourselves, wash our bodies, certain parts of our bodies to make sure that we're clean and presentable for prayer. We do that when other people of the world are not even thinking about being clean, especially consistently, especially ritually, consistently, all the time, for a lifetime. Muslims pray their whole life through. We're not Muslims for 2 or 3 years and then that's it. Born Muslim. You're born a Muslim. You're born one who submits or surrenders to the will of Almighty God. Look at that brand new baby. How submissive and beautiful that baby is. Tender. Well, we want to practice that even as adults, even as teenagers, preteens. We want to practice being clean. We want to practice in our adulthood. We want to practice in our old age. We want to practice being clean. We practice this. We live this. We live this. We always ask Allah to guide us and help us, and he is showing us the way. He's showing us the way in the Holy Quran. We talk right more than other people because we think right more than other people. Our whole language is obedience to Allah, service to Allah, respect for Allah. Our heart is given to Allah. Our hearts are turned to Allah all the time. Whether we're physically facing the Mecca or not, our hearts the universality and the richness and the love and the kindness. You think Jesus is love? Where did Jesus get it from? He got it from Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. One of his names is the loving. Al-Wadud, the loving. Kind to you. Kind to you. Latif, so kind to you. Merciful, Rahim, Rahman, gracious to you. Muslims, we carry all these traits. We carry some of all of these traits. You can't carry the whole thing. Allah is the only one who is the almighty, the all-knowing, the all-wise, the ever-present, the forgiving, the one who has all forgiveness. The only crime or sin we can commit is if we were to join partners with Allah. That's the worst sin. Allah said he won't forgive that one because you're turning your back on Allah. But if you keep yourself sincere to Allah, he says when you ask him for forgiveness, he'll give you forgiveness. He'll grant you forgiveness. He said if you walk to him asking for help, mercy, and forgiveness, he'll run to you. Allah got us. We are so blessed. Allah loves us. Allah is kind and merciful. We seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. We seek refuge with Allah against Satan, the rejected enemy. He's an enemy to himself and everybody else. But Allah is a friend to the believers. Allah is a friend to the believers. Allah loves us. Allah protects us. Allah strengthens us. Allah forgives us. Allah helps us. Allah lifts us up. Allah will lift you up out of your misery. He says, do not be of those who are grieving. You have no cause to grieve and worry yourself to death. Worry, worry, worry. That's the life of this world. That's this Western society. That's the children of Israel creating reasons for you to be unhappy. Songs that threaten you with violence and death. Movies that threaten you with violence and death and discrimination. People who hate you because of your color. Politicians that you think you can trust. And they're saying horrible, evil things about your color or your physical makeup. Evil, wicked people you think you should be able to trust. That these are the people that will help make your life straight, that will help make your life comfortable, that will help make your life better, more livable. And they in the back room or in the back of their joint someplace, lying on you, scheming against you because of your color, scheming against you because of what land you were born in, what culture you have, hating you because you love God, hating you because you love the creator called Allah, while they running around talking about God, their doggish behavior. Yeah, that's what they love. They say they love God, but when they say that the dog is their best friend, their doggish appetite, their doggish greed, their wickedness, their evil, their stupidity, their hatefulness. That's Shaitan. That's the devil. You're looking at him. And you can't, your humanity says, I can't believe that people are this wicked. I can't believe that people would do this and keep doing it. I can't believe they won't stop bothering me. I can't believe they won't stop tempting me. Bothering is like tempting you to put your mind on something that is discomforting. They want you to be very uncomfortable. They, Allah said in the Quran, they invite you to the what? The fire. Tan invites people, tempts people, annoys people, irritates people, tries to unseat people, disturb people until he gets them to explode or something. Irritate you. Fire. That's what he says he's made of, right? I'm made of fire. Bragging that he's made of. He's bragging to Allah that he's made of fire. But we in our humanity, we so weak sometimes. We say, I can't believe that. Somebody could be so wicked and dastardly and nasty and filthy in their minds and in their ways. Maybe they got dropped on their head when they was a kid or something. You say, I can't believe somebody, this is a person is doing this. They keep doing that. Why are they doing that? You just can't believe what Allah says the devil is, who Allah says Shaitan is. You won't believe that Shaitan hates you. Why can't you believe that Shaitan hates you, that he hates you deeper than anything you've ever felt in your life? Why can't you believe that? What's wrong with you? Brothers and sisters, Allah asks in the Quran too. He says, what's wrong with you? Don't you have any sense? Don't you have any sense? What is the matter? You don't have no reason. Don't you understand? You don't have any understanding that they are creatures that really hate you because they want to hate you. But what are you told? You are told to stand firm for Allah. We're told to stand firm and believe in Allah. And if we do that, we will get victory. That's what will happen to us. You will have a better life. Why would you use your mind to think about knuckleheads and witches and gargoyles and demons and ogres and trolls and stuff, and all this nonsense they make up? They got names for it. That shows you right there how much time they spent creating illusions and confusions and all kinds of stuff to try to disturb you. Don't you see the devil? No good person standing around or sitting around dreaming of evils to do to people. Only devils do that. Only devils do that. Only wicked devils do that. Shaitan and his followers. Allah says he's got a cavalry. He's got all that stuff. Yeah, he's got a whole army of evil ones that obey Satan. Their whole job is to try to create disturbance, hostility, and destruction in society or in life. Brothers and sisters, let us be wise and let us be obedient to Allah and ask for his forgiveness and his help and his strength. When you make a mistake and do something that you know Allah forbids and that he does not allow you to do, you should ask Allah's forgiveness. He says, if you towards me, I will run towards you with forgiveness. That's what Allah said. I love talking this talk. I love preaching this religion. I love preaching this language because this language saws through Shaitan's arms and legs and head like a saw cuts through wood. He cannot resist Allah. He cannot resist Allah's might put into us. So get on your job and do what's right, brothers and sisters. We're going to go into the second part of the talk and we thank Allah for his help and his love and his kindness and the knowledge and education he's given us. We thank Allah over and over again. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for giving us his guidance and his help. We thank Allah for showing us the right way. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means praise be to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon his prophet Muhammad, the best of all of the prophets. Peace be upon him and his family and his companions, and upon us, believers the world over. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, again, peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, and assalamu alaikum to you all. That means peace be unto you. We want to remember that what we do as Muslims is something that all of the Muslims do. This is how we are held together by Allah as a culture, as a community, as a family, as a group, as an individual. You know, that there were prophets who, some of whom had no followers. Can you believe that? There were prophets that went to lands to preach to the people, to teach to the people. I'm saying this to tell you, never give up. You might be all alone, but never give up. Never quit. Never stop being a believer. Never. stop being a believer. Because Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you go to an area or a land or a place or wherever, and you stay Muslim, that you're living the life of a martyr. You're living the life of one who dies for a cause, who will be richly rewarded, rewarded more than anybody else in the society. The only person who is respected more than a martyr is the scholar, the one who learns. That's in keeping with what Allah said to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First thing that he had the angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, bring to the prophet is ikra, which means read or recite. Ikra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created. So Allah created reading for us, learning for us, discovering for us, practicing the truth for us, reciting it and spreading it. Allah created that for us. Other than that, the martyr is the one whose blood is holy. In line, next in line. The martyr is, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the martyr is so holy that when he dies in battle, when he is murdered by evil ones, when he is murdered, the only evil ones will be murdering people, says he didn't even have to be washed. And you know, Muslims are big on washing. We wash people. We've got the most comprehensive and perfect method for burial that exists. We don't take the people's fluids out their bodies, embalming and craziness like that. You know, the pharaohs practiced that nonsense, the Egyptians and others. Some of the South Americans, Central Americans, Mexico and places like that, take out the brain and all that stuff, brothers and sisters. We've got the best religion on the planet. There's, everything we do is designed for the best of your guidance, designed for purity. We wash those who pass away. We fit their bodies with oil or whatever, put them in the proper winding sheets, and, of course, pray for them. The community comes out, prays for them. Everybody has a right to be buried righteously. Every Muslim does. And then we take them to the grave, walk them to the grave, and put them in the grave, face them towards Mecca, face them towards the Kaaba, the house of Allah. Just like we did when we were alive, we are faced toward the Kaaba in prayer. And when people are praying for us, and when we die, we're buried in the grave or put in the grave, positioned in the grave like that. Our religion has more righteous and correct detail than you ever find at any of these rituals they have their doctrines. Well, you got to go and confess to a man something you did. Oh, please, man, pray for me. Forgive me for my sins and pray for me. And he tells you, okay, take a few of these things, say a few things, and go your way and you'll be righteous. No man can make you righteous. Only way you can get righteous is to pray to Almighty God, Allah yourself, and ask Almighty God, Allah yourself, to purify you, help you, save you. And never confess your sins or weaknesses to other people. What are you doing that for? When somebody came to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and told him, I have sinned, he said, go away and don't sin no more. Jesus said that too. Go your way and sin no more. Stop repeating sinfulness. Here's what the revelation says you should do. Here's what you should do. And don't sin no more. We don't go to the priest and ask him to help us. He might be probably is dirtier than you. And you up there calling him father, calling somebody mother. And they're dirtier than you. They find they found children buried under convents and buried under churches and stuff who were aborted or died. Died early. How'd that happen? I thought these people believed in celibacy. The men don't want no women. The women don't want. Talk about unnatural. They are lying. Where did the baby come from? We get married. A male marries a female. We don't practice crazy, unlawful, wicked behavior. We do just what Allah says. And it's very simple. The imam gathers the group. All you need is two witnesses and the imam. And the imam questions you as to whether or not you all want to be married. When you say yes, you can write it down on the contract, and he pronounces you husband and wife. It's just that simple. You don't need all the music, dun, 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 dun. You don't need the long dresses. You don't need the 10 and 15 and 20 and $50,000 weddings. These people in this society are so wicked, they might be divorced in a matter of weeks after they spend all that money. Brothers and sisters, we live the correctness of the Holy Quran. We live Quranic correctness. We live Quranically correct, which is, and the Quran is the words of Allah. So we live the way Allah wants us to live. That's correctness for Muslims. We don't follow what the mayor says is political correctness, or the governor, or the president, or the councilman. We're not into that. We follow what Almighty God wants us to do. We have our own government, which is the government headed by Allah. All praise to Allah. Apologize for the noise. They're constantly chasing the money. The Muslims, all over the Muslim world, everything has stopped during the noonday time for Jummah prayer. Everything has stopped so that we can give our honor, our praise to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. But the Western world, oh, they never stop. They never stop trying to get more money. They never stop trying to rip you off. There's more contract confusion. There's more cheating. There's more deceit. There's more lying and backstabbing going on in this society than any other society on the planet. And you know it. You know it's true. They stay in court fighting over trying to do right. Brothers and sisters. And the thing about it is, many of the people that want your money, they don't even come from this land. They come here to get your money because they know the average American is a fool with his money. I think it's scripture that says a fool and his wealth, or a fool and his money, are soon parted. You heard that saying before? A fool and his money are soon parted. They know that the average American has a low understanding because he lacks truth. In fact, the scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. The people are destroyed because they don't know truth. But people come from way all around the world to come here to rip you off. Some of their lands will not let them set up a simple store like they can do here. The same day they get here, they can go start them a store. You can't do that across the border in other places. If they don't kill you, they'll rob you, run you out, whatever, because many of them are very criminal. Criminal neighbors. Criminal they. I call them the criminal they. Some on this side of the border, many on the other side of the border. Many on this side, some on the other side. Constantly looking to rip you off and destroy your life, to turn you over to Satan. You know that. You already know that. Start living what you know. Live the truth. Get the Holy Quran and read it and study it and read it and read it and read it so you'll learn the truth. Once you learn the truth of the Holy Quran, you won't be ripped off like they do in this society. You won't be ripped off. They can't get you because Allah has given you a truth that really works. It really is real. It really is the truth. It really is correct. It is correctness. Allah's correctness will never fail. We thank Allah for guiding us, brothers and sisters, and helping us. We thank Allah for showing us the straight way. We are the Muslims. Don't be ashamed to be a Muslim. You letting people who have no knowledge talk bad about you or make you feel ashamed or make you feel overwhelmed. You listen to the people who are ignorant, so ignorant, backwards, stupid. You let them, because their leaders get on TV and say stupid stuff, who can't wait to show you some sister who got jumped and had her scarf taken off her head or hijab or socked or hit, you know, attacked, assaulted. When the Jews get assaulted, they got all the media set up and the police right behind them to run to their aid. They program them that way like you program a dog. Just like you train a dog, they have trained the American people, the English people, the German people, the Canadian people, the Mexican people, anybody. Train them to come to the aid of the children of Israel. But to let police forces, people with badges and beautiful uniforms on, they let those people beat you in public because of the color of your skin, choke you out. 5, 6, 10 police, almost they got no room to swing their arms. That's how many of them are beating you and stuffing you. And nobody come to your aid. Who's going to come to your aid if it's the police that's beating you? So you haven't been trained. You've been trained a different way. You've been trained that it's okay. I'm not angry, but I want to be effective. I want to be effective to reach you with realities. Lots of and all kinds of good reality, beautiful, divine realities. It's against the laws of Almighty God for anybody to bother you or annoy you. And it's against the laws of Almighty God Allah. It's against his laws for them to annoy you. It says in the Holy Quran, any who annoy the prophet and the believers, his reward is hell. His place is hell. He's going to be attacked. Angels are going to come against him. He's going to have bad forces, what the world calls bad luck. It's going to be worse than that. He's going to be into hell, burning up, suffering in this life and the next. That's forever. But it shows you how they train the world to hate the people that are inheriting. The human being is inheriting. And they find that the people who have the most humanity in them are from Africa, because the African people are seen as the oldest and the most humanitarian people on the planet. After all, our father Adam is the first what? Human being. So the forces of evil, Satan, want to attack Adam and his children, his descendants. And they find that our tender heart will forgive them when they do the most abominable things to us. Isn't that the history of slavery in the United States of America and other countries? So the ones that are not being hurt and not being attacked, the people that the police guard and protect and speak up for, that must be the devil. They must be the devil then. They must be the devil. If everybody loves somebody who's always, you never see them doing nothing wrong. They always talking to somebody else and telling them what to do. They always trying to make somebody apologize when somebody so-called offends them, but they never apologize to nobody else. That must be the devil. If the people who never doing nothing to nobody and trying to mind their own business and trying to hide from persecution and abuse and trying to hide from being destroyed, if everybody's after them, that must be the innocent ones. You ever seen somebody hit somebody? And then when the authorities come, they blame it on the person who got hit. Just like little kids. The bigger one or the more aggressive one can hit the other one. And when mama and daddy show up, the aggressive one says the innocent one did it. Brother, sister, you better wake up. We'll lie to you and deceive you and trick you. If you obey Allah, then you are the chosen one. If you're doing what the Holy Quran says and following the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, then you must be the chosen one. Stop looking at colors. Stop looking at wealth and riches, richness. Stop looking at physical looks, physical appearance, their race, and look at righteousness. Allah says it's your righteousness that he sees, that he looks at. That's what will give you salvation. So keep obeying what's right, do what's right, practice what's right, and then rejoice in the righteousness and in the strength and the power and the salvation and the reward that you're going to get for being that way. That's it right there. That's it right there. And you say, well, maybe I shouldn't listen to you. No, you've been trained not to listen to people who look like me or talk like me or think like me. But my mind comes from the Holy Quran, and that mind will save you. That mind, if you take it on, you will save yourself. Allah says in the Holy Quran, O you believe, save yourselves and your family from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. In other words, devils, the cruel ones, the wicked ones, the hard ones, burn you up and distort your life. Save yourselves and your families. That's what the Quran says. So save us. Let us save ourselves, brothers. Just save yourself. Alhamdulillah. We're going to close. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. That means peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyya yuhalladhina amanu sallallahu alayhi wa sallamu taslima. That means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Or you believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim. Innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama baraka ala Ibrahim wa ala Ibrahim. Til alamin. Innaka hamidu majid. And that means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt, as you did bless Ibrahim and his family. For surely you are praised and magnified. And when we say his family, we're talking about his family and his followers. The family and the followers of the prophet. Bless them. Save them. Exalt them. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort, a great comfort to our eyes, to our hearts, is what it's talking about. Rabbana, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Give us the ability, the skill, the power, the guidance to lead with. That's what we're talking about. We want to lead righteous people, the people who will obey it. We want to lead everybody, but everybody don't want to obey it. So we're asking Allah for the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana akfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything we may have done that transgressed our duty. Blot out our sins and plant our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Amen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban. Rabbana akfir lana Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and grant us the grace, the power. Rabbana, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. Amen. Akim as-salat. Subhanallah. May Allah give us our mistakes. This is Salatul Jummah, the Jummah prayer, congregational prayer. And we're going to call the Iqamah, which means to stand up for prayer. Stand up for prayer. And we're going to stand up, and we're going to line up in a straight line. And we're going to pray to Allah sincerely. When we pray, we're only praying to the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad amara as-salah, qad amara as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah. I will make the line straight. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa lad-dallin. Amin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب إلا كان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Shukran. Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allahu Akbar.
When we say Takbir, brothers and sisters, let me say Assalamu alaikum first. When we say Takbir, we're saying, we're telling everybody within hearing range or hearing area to say Allah is greater and more important than anything. What better thing can you ask him to say? We're asking Allah now to have mercy upon those who are ill, and get them back on their feet and return to their families, their careers, vocation, whatever. And we're asking Allah to have mercy upon those who have returned to him, forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise, and have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, admit them into paradise. And we ask Allah to guide all of the believers and strengthen us and let us be courageous in the life of this world and don't be worried about our future because our future is with Allah, alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum, brothers and sisters. Thank you again for joining us. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Alhamdulillah.